We commence the meeting this evening by reading from Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, and reading from verse 1. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, reading from verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And here we see that the Lord asks his disciples two questions pertaining as to his identity. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they answered, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Then Jesus asked, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And here we see that Simon Peter correctly identifies who Jesus is, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus confirms Peter's answer as correct by saying to him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And so we see that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, his Father who is in heaven. And verse 21, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day." In this verse 21, we see that Jesus starts to tell his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. And Mark chapter 8 and verse 31. Mark chapter 8 verse 31 also states that he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. And in this verse we see that Mark adds the fact that the elders, chief priests and scribes rejected Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who is the God that they profess to worship. And Luke 9 and verse 22 states that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. And so we see in these verses that Jesus foretells of his death and of his resurrection again from the dead. And then Luke 9 and verse 29. Luke 9 and verse 28 reads that, "And it came to pass about and 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into the mountain to pray. And he prayed, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory, and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. In these verses we see that 8 days after, Jesus tells his disciples that he must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day, that he took Peter, John and James into a mountain to pray, and as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistering. And in this verse we see that Peter, John and James see the Lord's appearance transformed before them, and they recognize the two men who are talking with Jesus about his decease as Moses and Elijah. Moses, who had been dead hundreds of years before, and Elijah, who 100 years of before was taken up in a whirlwind into heaven. And then the cloud comes over, and the Father says, This is my beloved Son, hear him. What would it must have been like for those three men standing on that mountain? For they're seeing, as they would think, ghosts, and then they're hearing the voice of God. Then we see that God the Father, from the cloud that overshadowed them there, came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And here we see that God the Father acknowledges Jesus as his beloved Son and commands that we are to obey him. Then in Mark chapter 12 and verse 18, we read that, Mark 12 and 18, Then come unto him the Sadducees, which say, There is no resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, If a man's brother die and leave his wife behind him, and leave no children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were seven brethren, and the first took a wife, and dying left no seed. And the second took her and died, neither left he any seed. And the third likewise. And the seven had her and left no seed. Last of all, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they shall neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And as touching the dead that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. Like the Sadducees and hundreds of millions of people around the world today, there are people who believe that death is the cessation of life, and that death is the end. There is no more consciousness of being. But as we have seen from the scriptures this evening, that God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. And we saw that Peter, John, and James were witness to this on the mountain when they saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus about his decease, which he would accomplish at Jerusalem. Then in Luke 16 and verse 19, the Lord tells us that there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come in to this place of torment. Abram saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And in these verses, the Lord reveals to us about the deaths of two men, Lazarus and the rich man. And Lazarus dies first, and angels carry him to heaven where he is comforted. Then the rich man dies and is buried, but his soul is in hell and in fire and in torments, and he desires a drink of water so much that he would settle for a drop from the tip of Lazarus' finger. Then Abraham explains to him that between heaven and hell there is a great gulf fixed, and that it cannot be crossed. They who are in heaven cannot cross over to hell, and they who are in hell cannot cross over to heaven. The rich man then has concern for his five brothers, that they should not come into hell, and requests that Lazarus be sent unto them to testify to them. And Abraham replies that they have Moses and the prophets, that is, the word of God. And if they do not believe the word of God, neither would they believe or be persuaded by one who rose from the dead. And this we see, that the rich man is in hell because he has not believed the word of God. In these Lazarus is in heaven because Lazarus believed in the word of God. If we turn to Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15, and reading from verse 15. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him onto the place called Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of the skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them that were every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him, and the superscription of the accusation was written over the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, "Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend from the cross, that we may see and believe." And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, "Behold, he calleth Elijah." And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on after. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and Joseph and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honourable counsellor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marvelled if he were already dead. And calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. And he bought fine linen, and took him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulchre which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone onto the door of the sepulchre. And Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome, had bought sweet spices, that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell the disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And in these chapters we see the judgment, the crucifixion, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all those who witnessed him after his resurrection. In these verses we see that Jesus accomplishes the decease which he talked about with Moses and Elijah, and he foretold his disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. Then in Mark 15 and 16 we read the account of the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ by the elders, chief priests and scribes, and how they slew him by crucifixion, and that the Lord was resurrected on the third day, and that he was seen first by Mary Magdalene, after that by two of the disciples as they walked and went into the country, and afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. And Luke states in Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then in Mark 16, verse 16, where we read that, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We see that Lazarus believed and was saved, but the rich man, unbelieving, was damned. And we can see this also in John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Acts 2 and 21 states that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and whosoever includes you and me. And here we see that the way of salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you, and he will. And the way of damnation is not to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to reject him and be lost. And so if you are not saved tonight, why not call on the Lord Jesus Christ while he may yet be found? Because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Because we cannot boast ourselves of tomorrow. Because for you, tomorrow may never come. So believe and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you now. And he will. And in Revelation 20, Revelation 20 and verse 11, we read of a judgment day that's coming. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save them will stand before the great white throne of judgment, and the books will be opened, and they will be judged out of the books. But their good works cannot save them, because another book is opened, and that other book is the book of life, and they are not found written in the book of life. And because they're not found looking into the book of life, it says death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then for Lazarus and all of those believers all down through the years who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Revelation 21 we read that, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. A new heaven and a new earth and new Jerusalem, and no death or crying or tears or pain or sorrow, and the Lord himself living with men upon the new heaven and the new earth. This is the promise of the abode for those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, simply by believing, asking the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, and he will. And the choice is ours tonight. Is it heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ or hell without him? The decision is ours. Amen. Do you commit the meeting of the Lord in prayer?
thank you that we are saved by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the salvation of our souls. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. We have a place prepared for us, and it's for the saints that have been prepared. And we thank you, Father, for the mercy and grace that you've shown us, Lord.
Yes.
From the day, Father, we said yes. We need to be saved, save us. And we thank you, Father, that you have. And we thank you, Father, for the gospel message that's going forth. We thank you, Father, that whosoever, as our birds when they say, that whosoever, and that's everybody, there's nobody left out. And nobody can say, I'm not worthy of it. None of us is worthy of it, Father.
That's right.
For we're all sinned and short of the glory of God. And so, Father, we thank you for the salvation of our souls and for the finished work of Calvary when we're reading, Lord. Where our Savior went to his death for mankind, gave himself a ransom price, paid that price, Father, by his blood. As he shed it, Father, died upon a tree, Father, and buried. And the third day he rose again from the dead. Now sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding in our behalf. Yes, Father, that's the gospel message. The gospel message that the Lord Jesus Christ was dead and now is alive and liveth forevermore. And Father, that one day he's coming back to take his church to the world. We ever with the Lord. And Father, we pray that tonight the Father as our brother has learned scriptures. We pray that those that would listen in, Lord, that would be aware of the dangers, Father, of neglect in the Word of God. We pray, Father, that all must be baptized and believe and be baptized. And if we're not, then we are condemned. We're in the damnation because we haven't believed. And so, Father, we would ask you tonight, Father, because we know that you're in the saving business.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit that dwells within us. As the Spirit, we take the word from this place, Father, and take it to those that are listening in the internet and whatever. Pray, Father, that they'll come to know thee as Lord and Savior. That's our heart's desire, Lord, to see souls won for thee, Lord. It's not, Father, for any envy or anything that would build us up, Lord, because we've nothing to be boasted about, Lord. We only boast, Paul tells us, to boast in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're asking you, Father, that you would go before and save souls, Father. It's our heart's desire, and Father, may we ask you, Lord, even in our families that are sitting here, Lord, there's some that's not saved, and there's some that's going cold, and there's some, Father, need to be strengthened, Lord, and so we commit that to you, Father. And thank you for the clarity of our brother through thy precious word.
Yes.
And we pray, Father, that tonight, Lord, souls will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Not only, Father, from this part of the vineyard, but, Father, for all that would take the word and bring it, Father, in its power in the blood of Christ. But it's by the cross, it's the only way. We all must go by the way, because for there is no other way. And so, Father, we commit it to you and into your hand. Again, Father, we thank you for our time for the day. When we got up, Lord, and we came here, Lord. When we returned, Lord, and had food, Lord, come back again, Father. And again, Father, we're heading home again. We pray you take us to your home in safety, that nothing befalls us by the way. And we give you thanks in the lovely name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, David.